Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
.12:05 on the show on KMOX. Chris Ranji, Amy Mark scores back after a marathoning adventure in Minnesota. Kevin Wheeler with you here as well. You can find us on Twitter at the show KMOX. It's the voicemail line if you want to participate, 314-944-1120. And the text line is 314-436-7900. Mm-hmm. What are you children laughing about in the corner?
I was just thinking that every day sitting next to Amy feels like a marathon.
It just for her or for you?
Me? For me.
For you.
This is my marathon. I can do this. I can do this.
No. I love both of you. I think you're all really great.
Why are you rolling your eyes?
And then?
What?
And then?
Well, listen. Oh, I know we don't have the cream of the crop here.
All right. <Yeah. laughs> All right.
We got a text on this topic. Big Blonde Dan texting in says, aren't Wheels and Ranji always a tiny bit cranky? I love you guys, but you're permagrumps, right? Like Statler and Waldorf. And then he said, I kid.
I have one very big question.
You are
here.
Definitely Statler. I'm more animal.
This is my question.
If you were a Muppet, who would you be?
Oh, that's Statler and Waldorf.
Yeah,
the guy in the okay.
And then they insult everybody. That is kind of you.
I never knew their names.
Yeah.
Huh. The people in the movie theater in the balcony and they're
the two old dudes
judging, looking,
and
judging.
They make fun of everybody else. Yes. Yeah, that is kind of you.
Oh, yeah. I get those people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I identify with them.
I'm probably Gonzo.
Gonzo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does Gonzo do?
Well, what is Gonzo? Nobody knows.
He's a bird.
He's got a big long nose.
Oh,
he's a bird?
Gonzo doesn't know. He's not a bird.
He's not a bird?
That's the whole thing is that nobody.
Gonzo's a bird.
They go, what is Gonzo? And he says, I'm a whatever.
Kevin is animal.
Yeah.
For sure.
I mean there, nobody in the Muppet universe is more metal than animal.
Yeah. Well, plays in a band.
Ah!
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah.
That's 100% you.
Yeah.
You think I'm both guys in the balcony?
No. You're just like, they're the same.
You think it's possible I'm both of them?
They're the same, though. So they're like, one is the other.
Okay.
You are both guys in the balcony.
That tracks.
Have you guys seen A Muppet Christmas Carol?
Yes, it's wonderful.
So what I love is that someone said they love the fact that it's A Muppet Christmas Carol. And the producer probably told, hey, you know, Michael Caine, this is A Muppet Christmas Carol. We're going to take a little bit of a lighthearted approach to this. And he just goes, I'm going to play this thing as serious as a car accident.
I think it's great. I think I love how he does that. I know he's gotten criticism or people have made fun of him or whatever.
But he's
for
perfect.
He's absolutely perfect in that movie.
I know that you guys are saying words in English, but I don't know what
any
of that
means.
Yeah,
the Muppet Christmas Carol movie. Oh, my God.
Don't know what any of that means.
I wish it was November right now.
Why?
Like late November, early December.
Can I just stand up for Ron here? Because I know, you know, he's kind of a crab and most people disagree with everything he says, but he loves Christmas.
Yep.
And I find that adorable.
Yep. It's my favorite.
It's so funny.
It is my favorite.
Like for everything else, he's just like, burr, burr. And Christmas, he's like, it's Christmas.
Yep.
He's like Buddy the Elf all of a sudden.
Do you know when I start celebrating?
You're my dad.
I'll tell you when I start celebrating Christmas.
Now?
The day after Halloween.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, forget that. Thanksgiving's fine. You get to be with your family, whatever, yada, yada, yada. But the decorations are horrible. You know, it's all brown and orange
Why
and
did you
yellow.
Say it like that?
I don't know. I've been
you
doing
just said
that.
It like you were in New York. He's like, horrible.
I've been doing that lately.
It's horrible.
I don't know why.
You sounded like Costanza's mom.
Yeah, I don't know why
I do it.
See,
here's what's great. I'm sure there are people everywhere who, for different reasons, hate the three of us for whatever reason. But we all have redeeming qualities. And I think Ranj's love for Christmas is a great redeeming quality. And I know Kevin has a redeeming quality.
You just got to wait for it.
We got to find out what it is.
When I find it, I will say it.
I have a house.
Oh, okay. Damn it. What else is going on?
You know when I start celebrating Christmas?
Yeah.
Christmas Eve.
Oh. Yeah. See, that's so Scrooge.
No, I like Christmas. I just,
it's Scrooge because he doesn't.
It's a limited time engagement.
Scrooge doesn't get into the mood until he's forced to the night before.
Yeah, nobody forces me. Yeah.
Okay. This happened, and I'm trying to think of how I can tell this story on air. And Kevin, I don't know if this happened with you when your daughter was little, but you know, there always comes a time when a little kid learns a new phrase.
Oh, yeah.
And they decide... They decide to use that phrase.
Or word, yeah.
Or word.
Yeah.
For mom and dad.
Yeah.
Generally in public or with guests or family over.
Mm-hmm.
So we were in the hotel lobby of the Fairfield Inn Marriott in Duluth, Minnesota. And this little boy comes in, maybe 3 or 4 years old. He's holding his mom's hand. Now, remember, this is race day when the temperature has dropped from 66 degrees in the morning to 47 degrees that afternoon. Pretty brisk, pretty chilly. And the little boy, just, you know how little kids march in, their little stubby
legs. How old
legs,
you said?
3 to 4.
Okay.
Like, very young.
Okay.
And they sit down on the couch, and the boy goes, wow, I am effing D cold. Like, I can't even say it. And the mom
blankety
goes,
blank cold.
Blankety blank cold.
I think you could say damn.
I don't.
Yeah, you can.
Well, and he said
you can't.
It. Yeah.
We can.
And then his mom goes, what did you say? And he said, totally, like, unfazed,
just,
rather pleasant.
I am blanking
just
blank
living
cold.
The life.
I am blanking
just like, yep.
blank cold.
I like this kid.
And the horror on
I love
this
him.
Mom's face. She goes, she, like, grabs his chin and goes, I don't know where you learned that.
Gee, I wonder.
But you cannot say
I can tell
that.
You this. It wasn't on the Wiggles.
No. Wait, is that still a thing?
I don't know. I just thought of something random from when my kid was little. Like, oh.
Think of a 3 or 4 year old and you're a mom and he announces this to the entire lobby of a hotel.
Yeah. What is? See, that's not as bad probably as what I did when I was a kid.
What did you do?
So I don't remember this at all, but I was in the store with my mom. Well, I don't know. We were grocery shopping or whatever. And she had the cart. We're walking somewhere, like in the middle of the store. And I said I wanted a candy bar or something. Like just the typical, what does a kid want? And she must have said, just wait till we get to the checkout and we'll do it. And I was being impatient. And she said, just stop. We'll do it when we get to the front. And I said... I don't remember this at all, but allegedly I said, please, mom, don't hit me. And
oh, no.
And
that's
she
not
just
funny. I shouldn't have laughed.
She
that is
just
hilarious.
She just left the cart and there was stuff in the cart.
She's like that.
And she's
we're
like,
leaving.
We got to go. And my mom never hit me ever. So I don't know why I said
honestly,
that.
Little you is a lot like big you.
Yeah, kind of. Just rooting for chaos. Like, I'm in the, we get in the car. I don't know if I'm in a car seat at this time, but maybe. And we get in the car, drive away. I'm probably in the back going, yes.
I'm pretty
that
sure.
That went exactly as planned.
I'm pretty sure that most of the bad things that my daughter learned to say were from me.
Oh,
of course.
But the one famous story is she learned the big one. The
big word?
The F-bomb.
Yep.
Learned that from the wife. Driving in a car, got cut off, almost an accident, like a real close call. And the reaction was, oh, blank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then in the back seat, you hear a little 2-year-old, blank.
Blank.
I wasn't in the car, but my wife loves to tell that story.
Oh, no.
I'm sure that that was not the first time she had heard that word. It would have probably been me playing video games.
Oh, that's great.
That. Yeah.
That's good for you. See, you always impart some wisdom onto your child. By the way, Kevin, a text message from a 636. It's 187 days till Christmas.
Ooh.
It's exciting, huh?
So I got
think about it that
I
way.
I got 185 days to get my shopping done and wrap the presents.
See? Hey, you will never believe what I love to do on Christmas Eve.
I have a feeling I will believe it.
Take a guess. Can you guess?
Wrap presents.
I think I know.
Well, no, not that.
You love to go shopping.
Yes, I love to go to the mall.
Oh, my God.
I love to go to the mall Christmas
this
Eve.
This guy in the mall.
He's adorable.
There's something about having the deadline, you know, because the mall closes on Christmas Eve at like 4.
Right.
Like 3 or 4. And so there's a rush, and I work great under deadlines.
You're a weirdo.
Right? I know.
I love it. It's the feeling because everyone there's some chaos, but they're in a good mood because I used to work retail. So we would work on Christmas Eve and it was my favorite day to work because at first there was that rush, but it would start to filter out. We closed at 4. And so we had marshmallow like Nerf guns, but they were marshmallow launchers. So we'd have marshmallow wars in the store.
I think you guys may have just like unlocked a memory in my head as to why I hate Christmas.
Uh-oh.
Why?
The first day of the first job of my life was at a retail outlet at a mall, Sears, on December 23rd.
Oh, well, yeah.
And I think that may be the root. Because I don't dislike Christmas, but the season and the songs, no thank you. I love the holiday. I love family. Well, I love giving and getting presents and all that. I love all that. I love the meaning of the holiday. I love that it's time that we can all be nice to each other and care about each other. But the whole lead up and the just don't.
It's because you worked in the store and the music was playing over and over and over again.
Yes, I'm thinking it's it. And that whole day, I'm running a register. I have never run a register in my life, and there's no line that stops. You got to remember, this is like 1987. 88, maybe. 88, probably. So nobody bought anything on Amazon. Nobody was going to like some special little downtown area. Yeah. Everybody was at the mall.
That's
at Sears.
I call that the golden era.
Kevin, apropos.
The golden era of Christmas Eve shopping was the late 80s.
After a million moms that are like, remember the movie Better Off Dead?
Yes, of course.
The mom, can you say Christmas? That was everybody in my line on December 23rd, 1988 at Sears.
Kevin, apropos of nothing, what did it sound like when you asked your wife to marry her?
Will you marry me?
Let me see. Let me react it. No.
I'm not mad.
I said something like,
I'm not mad. Just will you marry me?
I remember, well, first of all,
the fact that you courted anybody and got married is just amazing.
I'm a nice guy when I want to be.
I'm nice. Will you marry me?
I'm a nice guy.
Want to go on a date?
I think what I said was,
it sounds like Gonzo.
Marry me or else. Marry me or else.
Or else.
That's so creepy.
Yeah, it might have been that. So funny.
Marry me. I'm not mad at you. I just want you to marry me.
Here's the ring. Let's go.
Oh, I hate Christmas.
I do not hate Christmas, but I do hate the Christmas season.
Oh, my God.
Something. All right, you're back in on the show on KMOX, at the show KMOX on Twitter. It is Gonzo Waldorf and Animal with you here on a Tuesday, 12/22. You can figure out who's who if you'd like.
It's all of us. It's all of us, really.
It's on. It's obvious, I think.
You think?
Gonzo, Waldorf of Statler and Waldorf, and Animal.
Yeah.
I saw this article yesterday, guys, and it's that the state of Minnesota is pitching for 2027 to host the World's Fair, and they want to have it done, I think, near the Mall of America, or at least that's what the Expo neighborhood is going to be. And it got me to thinking, I didn't know we still did World's Fairs.
No, I didn't know this.
I am totally at a loss here. So famously, we talk a lot about the 1904 World's Fair, the Louisiana Purchase Exposition, to be exact. Mm-hmm. That's what it was called. All the things that were invented there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what was invented there?
Ice cream.
Yep.
Iced tea.
Ice cream cone.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Iced tea.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hot dogs.
Yes. Hamburgers. Did you know the hamburger was introduced at the 1904 World's Fair?
I didn't know that.
Also,
weren't hamburgers invented in Hamburg, Germany?
I don't know. They were introduced in the United States here, at least.
Okay.
The X-ray machine.
What?
Yep. The X-ray machine.
Electricity. It was the first big event with electricity.
That's right.
As well.
So it was the first time that was displayed
here. Actually, I think the Chicago Exposition was the first with the electricity, because that was the one that Westinghouse and Edison were competing for.
That is the one where H.H. Holmes.
That's what I was thinking.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Oh. That World's Fair you're talking about. That's
Chicago the one. Exposition.
The Columbian Exposition.
Columbian.
All
right. Yes.
That is the one where H.H. Holmes was living like a mile down the road and murdering all those people.
What's really interesting is like we're having this conversation and even I'm getting bored.
Oh. Well, I was going to quiz you. Like, okay,
you're
so
bored
when,
by serial
when,
killers?
When was the last World's Fair?
Last year.
No.
Oh.
I don't have any idea. I didn't know we were still having them.
According to the Wikipedia, it was 2015.
And it was?
In Milan, Italy.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, it remains on its original site, as it says now.
You know what's
By the way, Milan, you ever been to Milan?
No.
I've been to Milan.
Cool.
It's not cool.
Oh.
There's a lot of snooty, really good-looking people, and when you walk past tourists, they just, like, turn away from you. They're like...
Scottsdale.
Snobby people there.
Basically the same place.
No.
Scottsdale.
Except I'll say this, they had cool castles in
Milan. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They don't have any castles in Scottsdale.
The Schwarza Castle was really
Arizona.
Cool.
You know, I like that you bring up Milan because I think everyone should know that one time Kevin Wheeler and I were having a very serious conversation about
something.
The purpose of the universe.
Something
the,
like
the
that.
Meaning
it was.
Of
it was
life,
like deep.
Deep and like what separates humans from the animals.
Yeah.
And Kevin's insight was, well, my dog has no concept of Italy.
He doesn't. He doesn't know what Italy is. He's never been there.
That's because he doesn't read enough.
But he watches TV.
Yeah.
Well, no,
He's not retaining any of
no,
it.
No, he doesn't know anything about Italy. Come on.
Well, you
But
know,
he knows horses.
Whose fault is that? I see that as an owner problem.
Yeah, I would agree. I didn't teach him
so
very well.
So what do they do at the World's Fair now?
Who knows? But
I don't know.
Have this one question about old World's Fairs. So like the Columbian Exposition, Chicago one, the one we had here in 1904. They construct these buildings, like actual buildings.
Yep.
And then when it's over, like they do with the Olympics, too, in a lot of cases, they just tear them down.
But they're not like for...
Like, why do they tear them down? Because some of them are really nice and could be used for something cool.
So they saved some of them. So famously...
Yeah, some of them are still here.
Famously, in 1904 World's Fair, think of all the green space in Forest Park. So much of that was gone, so they built the buildings to be temporary, like plaster of Paris, quite literally. Plaster of Paris buildings. So it wasn't that you were building true... long-term freestanding buildings to be torn down. They were temporary from the get-go, except for certain pieces like the World's Fair Pavilion. I think the Art Museum had something to do with that time
period. Yeah, I think you're right.
And so some of them were meant to be temporary because you want to return the green space back to the parks where they hold them.
Also, that fact I gave you was wrong. I think the last one was 2020 in Dubai.
Oh, they held one in 2020?
Yeah.
Hmm.
With COVID?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That it was postponed, and it's going to happen. It's happening now.
Oh.
Oh, gosh.
You guys want to go?
No, it's over. I'm sorry.
Oh,
it's
what
over.
The heck, Kevin?
Kevin,
that's
wait,
a real
no,
roller.
It's happening now. Ain't
oh, my
no,
God.
No,
this
no,
roller,
it's not. It's
this
over.
Roller coaster, I can't stand it.
Okay.
I can't stand
Kevin's
this.
This is why Kevin's not in the newsroom.
No. Guys, I got breaking. Nope, never
you
mind.
Think, you think that's the only reason?
Yeah. Why is the newsman shouting at us?
The pitch by Ueno.
Albert is hit high and deep. A home run for Harrison Bader. Yadier Molina has homer. Double play. It's a big fly for Albert Pujols. A home run in the first inning for Goldie.
This is the Redbirds Report.
All right, back in on the show. Amy, Chris, and Kevin here. Cardinals with a 2-0 loss to Milwaukee last night. That was a tough pitcher's duel last night. You had Miles Michaelis. Few innings there, flirting with a no-hitter, gave up a two-run homer, and that's all the offense in the entire game. You kind of knew that game was going to be one of those. You know, I mean, Corbin Burns pitching for Milwaukee, and then obviously Michaelis has been pitching really well, plus the Brewers' offense hasn't been scoring. You kind of knew this would be a low-scoring one. Unfortunately, the only scoring was by the Milwaukee Brewers in that one last night.
You know how else I knew it was going to end up like that?
No.
Because yesterday I spent several minutes talking about how great the Cardinals offense is.
Oh, that's true.
And
it's your fault.
You should never have to worry about them scoring runs throughout the season. And then, of course, immediately that happens.
Yeah, I mean.
It's going to happen.
We got to do, like, I know you don't do this, but as a group of people that observe a team, we have to understand that sometimes when you go up against an elite guy and he beats you, he's elite. I mean, Corbin Burns is a Cy Young caliber pitcher.
Yeah.
If he gets you, he gets you.
If it happens all the time, then it's a problem. But it really hasn't happened all that much with this team. Maybe earlier in the year, there were some more inconsistent,
yeah,
offensive, productive nights. But it's been a whole lot better since then. Just this is one of the, it's one of the top five offenses in baseball, so I'm not worried about it at all.
Just as an example, like people, I've had a few people reach out to me. I mean, I get it on Twitter all the time. Like, they're striking out too much against these. Look, Nick Pivetta is a strikeout pitcher. He's who pitched for Boston on Sunday. Corbin Burns is a strikeout pitcher, and then you got Devin Williams and Josh Hader after that. It's not a big deal if you're striking out 12 times against them. It's a big deal if you're striking out 12 times tonight when you're facing a fill-in starter. I forget who they had replacing their initial starter was supposed to be Aaron Ashby, the lefty, but he's on the injured list now. So obviously it's not going to be him. But when you look ahead to tonight, they've replaced him with, it's Chichi Gonzalez. So he's a bit of a journeyman. If you strike out 12 times tonight, that's a problem.
Yeah.
And then, by the way, Jack Flaherty for the Cardinals. It'll be interesting to see
how he does.
How
in
he
second.
Follows up in his second outing.
Look, and I again, it's going to happen against really good starters. Sometimes you're going to have to beat them. Sometimes you're going to have to score runs.
Yep.
But if you can never do it, then it's a problem. But that's really not the issue for them this year.
Right, because isn't Major League Baseball, when you look at these teams, you look at the caliber of the players that are on these teams, all of these guys are, you know, doing their job. The teams that set themselves apart are the teams that have players that have extraordinary moments, probably more often than other teams. Do you know what I mean? Like, when you have a pitcher and you have that pitcher's job is to give your team a chance to win the game, right? Keep runs down. Or you have a Paul Goldschmidt. You have to have players having extraordinary seasons in
against,
order to stand
against
out.
Other extraordinary players.
Well, to win in the postseason, you have to be able to beat good pitching. That is an absolute fact.
That's what I mean. Right. Yeah. Like, right. It's okay to strike out against a great pitcher a few times, you have to be better. You have to step up.
Well, and also, like, in the postseason, you need your pitchers to match those other guys, too. And it's tough. I mean, this is why the postseason is random, by the way. People don't really understand the randomness of it. We all know it. Like, we instinctively know that the playoffs in hockey are random. Mm-hmm. Like, we've seen it so many times, 8 seeds beating 1 seeds and weird outcomes and all of that. It's the postseason in baseball is every bit as random.
I think it's more random because the NHL, you have 7-game series, 4 7-game series. It's such a long postseason that it usually shakes out that the better team wins. With Major League Baseball, you could get into a bad slump or have a bad series and it doesn't reflect.
Yeah, or just run into a team that's got 2 hot starting pitchers and all of a sudden now you've lost.
I would say what does happen in baseball is sometimes the best team can lose in a series.
Yeah.
And it can happen early, and it's happened a lot. I mean, we had the 116 win Mariners team from a long time ago that got bounced in the division series, I think it was.
Yep. By the White Sox, right?
I don't remember if it was them. Mm. I'm not sure. But they lost early. That can happen. What rarely happens is a team that's not very good at all, or maybe the least good of the playoff teams, running the table, winning the wild card, winning the division, winning the LCS and then World Series. That doesn't happen all that often. It can. It just usually doesn't.
Well, and so fewer teams go to the playoffs in Major League Baseball and National Hockey League.
Compared to everything else, really.
Half the teams go to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Right. How many All-Stars do you think this Cardinals team is going to end up having?
Wow, that's a really good question. How many are they going to have, like, or how many should they have?
Yeah. How many should they have? Because we do have some early voting results I want to tell you about.
Yeah, I mean, Paul Goldschmidt should be there.
3.
Let's see. So Goldie, Arenado will be there, I would think. I mean, he might even win the vote because he's a pretty popular player. That's probably on the position player side, that's probably it. Miles Mikolas should be getting consideration for that. You know who else? Ryan Helsley should be getting consideration for a spot in the bullpen. And Waino. I think Waino would be another one that's a contender.
All right, so we have some results. These are, and of course, pitchers are not.
They're not voted on.
Right, yep. They're not voted on. The teams will, the manager will select. So, Paul Goldschmidt right now, these are early All-Star voting results. He is leading for first baseman. He's in front of Pete Alonso and Freddie Freeman, and it's a comfortable lead too.
Like, really?
That's
fascinating because that's New York and LA.
In front of Alonso, he is 330,000 votes up.
Wow.
Over Pete Alonso. He's got 930,000 votes.
First of all, that's really impressive because, I mean, again, that's a New York Met and a Los Angeles Dodger. Those are the two biggest markets in baseball. That still worries me because if those fan bases get on a kick, like, we got to get our guy in there, they have so many people. they can do that. But I'm impressed. I mean, like, it's good recognition because Goldie's having the best year of those guys.
As for third baseman, Nolan Arenado is second in voting behind Manny Machado, and he is a significant distance behind Machado, who's got 969,000 votes. Arenado has 581,000 votes. So that's a pretty big gap there so far. For catchers, Yadier Molina currently is in third. Wilson Contreras of the Cubs is first. Travis d'Arnaud of the Braves is second. And then it's Yadi. Meanwhile, for designated hitters, where do you think Albert is at the moment?
Ooh.
Voting-wise?
Voting-wise.
Fifth.
Seventh.
He is third.
Wow.
Right now.
Which is interesting because he doesn't play every day.
Nope.
I mean, he's playing mostly against lefties, occasionally against righties.
So that's Cardinals fans doing a lot of voting there. Bryce Harper is well in the lead.
Well, yeah.
He's having just an extraordinary season for the Phillies. He's got a million votes. He's over a million votes right now. Wilson Contreras.
It's also interesting to me that he's a DH in this because he's only a DH because of an injury that happened maybe 3-4 weeks ago. So how is he on the ballot as a DH?
I don't know.
That's weird.
And it's not Wilson. It's William Contreras, excuse me, of the Braves. He is in second. Like, he's got half the votes. Hmm. He has literally just over
too?
Half the votes. He is listed as a DH. Albert is in third with 344,000 votes. Nolan Gorman is fifth for second baseman so far. Jazz Chisholm. Huh? Yep. Jazz
Man,
Chisholm.
Cardinals fans are showing out.
They really are.
He's barely been in the big leagues, but what, like a 3-week run?
Yeah. Jazz Chisholm is first. Then it's Ozzie Albies, Jeff McNeil, Gavin Lux, and then Gorman.
Did you know that Jazz Chisholm's teammates apparently hate him?
What?
Yeah. Did you hear about that?
Is this
like
a joke?
No. Like, he's the young player with the Marlins, really talented, a lot of flair, talks a lot, and apparently they had to have like a closed door meeting to just resolve their issues with Jazz Chisholm.
Yikes.
Like, there's some issues in the clubhouse.
So the door
he's a bit of a talker, which I don't mind it, but when you're starting to clash with your teammates.
If your teammates aren't liking it, it might be a sign you need to cool it a little bit.
So was the door not closed all the way?
I don't know. All I know is this was reported out of South Florida.
Wow.
Yeah.
Muslim, obviously wasn't closed that much. Shortstops.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think Tommy Edman is currently
in voting?
Okay, so
again, Tommy Edman is on the ballot at shortstop.
He is.
He's only been there for like 3 weeks.
Well, apparently that doesn't matter, Kevin.
Like, this is what, I'm serious.
Who made these ballots?
No, it's weird because it's number one, it's because you're not doing paper ballots. They used to do the paper ballots.
I was going to bring that up. I had that written down. Yeah. I missed the paper ballots.
Yeah, they used to do that.
They used to hand them out at the
ball
game.
Because you can do them online, they can change them on the fly. And, you know, like right when you're opening up the ballot, for example, because it's not open all season long.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the ability to do that. I guess that's why the way they have it set up. But it's weird. Because Edman has probably played a good number more games at second base than he has at shortstop.
So right now,
he is fourth.
He is fourth.
Is he really?
He is fourth behind Trey Turner, Dansby Swanson, Francisco Lindor.
Yeah.
And then it's Tommy Edman. Now, when you get to the outfield.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Why are we reading outfield ballot? Or any Hall of Fame ballot?
Hall of Fame All-Star?
Ballot. All-Star ballot.
Because they're just initial results.
Oh.
Just telling you where the Cardinals rank right now.
Okay.
Do you not want to hear this?
No, go ahead.
Well, I'm sorry, Kevin. Are we boring you?
Yes.
Okay, well, then let's move on. Why don't you talk about what you want to talk about, Kevin? Sorry. Sorry, we won't talk about the Cardinals voting.
No, finish. Go ahead.
Go right ahead, Kevin.
And Amendment 7 regarding usage of the water facilities.
Go right ahead, Kevin.
3 votes for more often. 4 votes for not often enough.
I'm sorry Kevin doesn't care about Cardinals All-Stars.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I would think that he would care a little bit more
Kevin's
about it, but he doesn't.
Kevin's eyes were glazing over.
Doesn't care. You know, we are the Cardinals flagship.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
nobody
but you're
in this room
all
but
the other players.
No, I'm telling you where
that it's Francisco Lindor.
I'm telling you where the Cardinals are in relation to the other people.
Very slowly.
How else would you like to find this stuff out?
You might find this interesting, but Mike Trout had a big family party on Saturday.
What are you weirdos talking about?
What?
Weirdos talking about.
I don't know. We're just making fun of you for no reason.
Well, it's because you're idiots.
Well, that's true.
Both of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think we're disputing
that. Listen, Cardinals fans. Okay, I'm sorry that Kevin and Amy don't care about the Cardinals All-Star game. I'm sorry.
We do care about where the Cardinals are. We don't care about the seven guys surrounding them in the voting.
No, I'm just telling you who's in front of them. Wouldn't you like to know who's in? I didn't tell you who was behind them.
Harrison Bader is fourth, and Dylan Carlson is seventh. Yes, and but when you
hear
third, and
when you hear naturally, when you hear where a Cardinal is placed, don't you want to know who's beating them out?
Not if they're sixth.
Well, I didn't say sixth.
Not if they're fifth. Maybe if they're second.
Okay, a third. I gave you third, and I gave you fourth.
Guys, we're in trouble.
Yeah. Flagship of the Cardinals.
Hey,
flagship of the Cardinals, and nobody cares.
If you want to see those ballots, you can go to MLB.com.
Oh, is that funny, Amy? She just called me old again during the break.
Well, you told her she looks 40.
That's not what I said.
You did.
I did not.
You said she's 80 years old with a
40-year-old
body. That is,
that's exactly what he said.
Because she was making a reference that somebody our age should not know about Jerry Lewis.
She's like, remember the old Jerry Lewis? And we're like, no.
Yeah, both of us were like, no, I have no idea what you're talking about. And then you said you're 80 years old in a 40-year-old body.
Because she's old. Yeah, that's what we're.
How old are you, Amy?
38.
See, that's about. I don't mean it. I'm saying like she is.
I'm turning off my camera.
Amy is late into her fourth decade. So what?
Ugh. Wow, you're just trying to say it the worst way possible.
It's well, not we that all. You're I mean, old, we all. It's just that you're on the back nine.
That's not.
You're no, that's
what
that's,
I said.
That's more like me and Ron. That you're is not quite. You're still on like the seventh tee. Ronji and I are on like the 13th hole, and we're just in the rough.
Oh, Kevin, I'm in the clubhouse already. It's almost over for me, Kev. I play a fast course. Yeah, man. That's not what I said. I did not
you
call
did.
Her.
You look well, great, I was, Amy. You I, look 40.
I, that's, I know, I'm, that's not what I said. What I'm saying is, never mind.
It was actually really funny. And actually, you were making a good point in that this reference was out of nowhere.
Right.
So you don't have to go into the full reference, but what is your Jerry Lewis reference from?
It's from a skit where he's ordering at a restaurant, and we were commenting on how riveting Ronja's All-Star ballots were.
You guys don't care about the St. Louis Cardinals. That's not my fault.
It reminded me of the skit where the waitress is like, what kind of side do you want? What kind of steak? We got rare, medium rare.
Yeah, I don't know what she's like, you know, Jerry Lewis.
Is that from a TV show?
No, it's just a, I don't know, a movie, a skit.
Okay.
I don't know.
So like from what, 1950? How are you referencing anything from 1950?
Sometimes I feel like Amy was like, you know, when a person is in the mountains for a long time. And all they have for entertainment in the mountains, because they've got solar power, they have a TV and a VCR.
And rabbit ears.
Yes, and all the videos that they have are stuff they bought before they moved to the mountains 40 years ago. Like, all that stuff is, like, David, did you know about this Jerry Lewis thing she's talking about?
No, and I think I started it because I go, what are you, 80 years old, making a reference
true.
To Jerry Lewis?
That's true. David's the one who called you 80.
It's all my fault.
You're not the first one to call me 80. I think, like, when I was hired here, I think they thought they were hiring a young person, and they realized we hired an old person.
It's just funny. Like, Ron, your point was correct.
Yeah.
Like, you were right. Like, that's a reference that's from an age beyond your own. But the way you said it was hilarious.
Oh. I'm sorry, Amy. Yeah. I'm sorry.
You know.
Because I said, what?
Your low standards with the ladies is really making
that's
sense
not,
now.
Okay, well. Okay, well, no, all I said about that was, if you're an 11, I can give it a lot of other things.
I can't believe he went there.
Well, you did it earlier because it was that whole trending, like,
I know,
he's a 10.
But he doubled down.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, what?
There are some things that you're willing to put up with.
You look great.
I think
you look 40.
I said I'm shallow. I didn't say you looked 40. I said you're.
You did.
I said you're almost 40.
No, you said she has a. You said you. This is a quote, and I'm quoting.
Yeah.
You are 80 years old in a 40-year-old body.
Yeah. Well, that's not what I meant.
Oh, wait a minute. It was a joke.
It was a joke. Yeah, we don't.
Well, I mean, we were all laughing.
Yeah,
well, I found it hilarious.
We all recognize jokes these days.
Yeah, it's funny because I'm so old.
You really are.
In my head.
When they say old soul,
yeah,
like Amy is the exact definition of that.
I mean, we all have all of our groups of friends, right? I have friends that are exactly my age that act like they're my dad's age.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of other friends that are my age and they're like me and we act like we're still 18 years old.
This comes as a surprise to nobody, but when I was younger, high school, college, and we would go to parties, I guess high school, because it was houses, friends' houses, and the mm-hmm. parents were there. So we would go to parties. I would be the one like upstairs talking to the parents.
Oh my God, that's exactly what I would think.
And the grandparents. I'm huge with the grandparents.
Hey, by the way, there's this text message from a 314. It says, this is the Cardinals flagship station, so Amy wants to talk about running shoes.
Oh, yeah, lighten up, Francis.
And it's the Cardinals.
We only did 12 minutes of regular baseball talk before that.
I did tell someone it was the Cardinals mothership.
Oh my God.
I think I meant flagship.
Yeah, I think you did.
Yeah, you did.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.